Okay, good morning. This is 77 Bird, and that's Isabel. A free download from music.download.com. It's interesting. It's a song about a couple getting by on love with little money, but everybody thinks they're the richest folks in town. Let's listen for a little while. Okay, I think it's kind of appropriate that we're listening to this song because what we're going to talk about here is ways to save money, get the most out of the internet without spending a bunch of money. It's easy to spend a bunch of money and have results, but how do you do it without spending much? The main goal here at 77 Bird is to come up with easy ways to leverage the internet, scalable solutions, things you can build on. Anyone can achieve a goal by spending a lot of money and time. Take some imagination to figure out ways to do the same thing faster and with less resources. One example is the Area Guides Network. They're sponsoring these podcasts, by the way. They provide sponsors with various custom designed web tools at a low annual rate so they can leverage the internet. Strength in numbers. They have a lot of clients. They can spread out their development costs across a large client base. So it makes sense to work together sometimes. Okay, now let's talk about some of the tools I use pretty often, almost every day, most of which are free. I'll let you know if any of these cost money. By the way, you can find links to all of these websites and so forth if you go to 77bird.com and click on the link for web links. I think there's also one that says tools, interesting stuff. Either way, you'll find it. Simple Video Splicer. This is for a Mac machine. This you use to splice two video clips together. I shoot a lot of short videos with my camera, and this program is a very simple way to just bring them in and load them in, and it splices them all together. There are other ways to do it. This one's simple, it's cheap, and you'll find a link to Simple Video Splicer on the website, and that's for Mac machines. Audacity, I'm using right now to produce this podcast. Again, I've spoken about it before. It's a free download, and you'll find a link to that. And the nice thing about this program is it's for the Windows and Mac machine, and so you get used to using it. You can use it on either your Windows or Mac, and you're working somewhere else, you can just download it. It's a free download, so you can put it on, you know, your friend's machine, whatever. I always like that. It just gives you a lot of flexibility. That's the next best thing to web-based. So the other thing, Podomatic. Of course, that's where the podcasts here are produced. You'll find a link to that. MySpace.com, great networking site. You know, it's hugely popular. It's, of course, free. You can play around with that. There's a lot of neat tools and so forth. It's kind of a time waster, but it's fun, and you can do some networking with that site. Music.download.com, already mentioned it earlier, free downloads of some really, I think, great music, up and coming artists and all trying to make it. They do have music on there you can buy as well, but they have a lot of free stuff. AllOfMyMP3.com, about 10 cents a song, get them before they shut this one down. Great, huge selection. AllOfMP3.com, you'll find the link on the website. Let's see here, mygotvmail.com, also, this one has a fee. It's more for professional use, for businesses that want multiple mailboxes and so forth. Powerful solution, not terribly expensive, it's a monthly fee. Efax.com, free, you can upgrade to your own local phone number, but a basic phone number, incoming faxes, is free. Pure-Mac.com, lots of free software. If you have a Mac machine, you probably already know about it. If you don't, you gotta check this one out. RSSFeedReader.com, And that's how you can put RSS feeds on your web page. Another free service. I like it. Does have some advertising included in it. That's how they make their money. But it's very tastefully done. Privatephone.com, get a free voicemail phone number. Don't know how they make their money, but go there and get your free phone number. I think they have some upsell services is how they plan on making their money, sort of like Skype. Freewebs.com, the basic service is real good. I did upgrade mine to a paid service just to get rid of the ads and to get more functionality, and it's still dirt cheap for a full functioning website that's really easy to manage web-based. Again, this is why I like it. It's web-based. You don't need any software on your computer. Just log in and upgrade, update your page, so on and so forth. You can see my page on freewebs.com/77bird, or just go straight to 77bird.com. Let's see, Skype, we've already talked about it. Great, PC to PC, free all over the world. PC to landline phone, free in USA and Canada. Great deal, use it while you can. The camera I use is I already did a review on it. You see the XD630 review. Great in low light. Great for videos, for podcasts. And looks like a piece of jewelry. Let's see. Things I'm looking into that I haven't moved on yet because they cost money and I don't like to spend money. I'm looking at the Motorola Q, $199. The Trio 700P, $400. Sling Media. If I got the Q, I'd probably spring for this so that you can watch your cable TV or satellite on your Q in real time. The Missing Sync for Mac, I would need to buy that if I bought either one of these devices so that I can really sync up properly to my Mac machine with either the Trio 700P or the Motorola Q. He's got some really great stuff. Markspace.com, you'll find the link on the website to that. Let's see, I think that's a quick rundown, and again, you'll find links to all of these on the website. The idea here is we've got a lot of powerful tools here that you can actually use for your day-to-day operations and to have some fun. Now, I haven't mentioned things like Yahoo and PhotoBucket for parking your photos and so forth because they're pretty well known. I do use Yahoo for some photo parking and display. There are some other services like that that I played around with. I haven't played around with PhotoBucket, but it's huge. So, you know, any Google searches will turn up all of those things. And, of course, we all use Google constantly. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in. This has been another 77bird podcast. Visit my website, 77bird.com. By the way, you should never use a brand name if you don't have the .com URL to go with it. That's, you know, 101 in web development. I hear of a lot of people starting up a business and they don't have the domain name for that business. You know, somebody else in Timbuktu has it. Why bother? Why start building a brand name if you don't own the URL? So people ask me, why do I have the name 77bird.com? Well, first of all, it was available. Second of all, it's relatively easy to remember. And third of all, on sites that sort alphabetically, the numeral 77 will come up before websites that don't start with numerals. So those were three good reasons for using it. And, you know, domain names are dirt cheap, so research it. Go to buydomains.com, by the way. I didn't mention that earlier. buydomains.com, and that's not on my link list, but that's who I would recommend if you need to register a domain. Great tools they have for doing it, and it's cheap to have domains. You should register as many as you can afford. They're only a good investment as time marches forward. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Again, this is the 77bird. This one's run a little long here. I don't like to run these podcasts quite this long, but we had a lot of information to cover. And please use the comment section and send me feedback and so forth. You can go to my website, 77bird.com. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to contact me through there. And full speed ahead on the internet. Thanks for tuning in.
Houston, we have a problem.
Hello?
You forgot to run an American Online commercial.
Oh, geez, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a terrible commercial. Okay, I'll go ahead and snipe it on the end. Thanks. Okay, thanks for calling and letting me know. I'll get it right on the end.
Sorry.
Hey, no, don't say you're sorry when you're not sorry. You didn't even look up to see who you bumped into. What if I was an old lady? I could have fallen down and broken a hip. I could be lying on my back in some HMO, my lungs filling up with phlegm till I'm on life support, draining my family of every last cent of their inheritance while I asphyxiate on my own dried half-hack mucus. No, don't say you're sorry when you're not sorry.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
Again, my thanks to the Area Guides Network, areaguides.com, for sponsoring these podcasts.